Today's share in the Dear Shem Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Hey Omud Aleph. We are in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we're going to be finishing up Yemir Tzashem Simen Tov Kuf Lamed Gimel and starting Tov Kuf Lamed Dalet. So we begin on the very top line, Hey Omud Aleph, with Sif Hey in the Mechaber. And he tells us, Kol Melacha Shem Letzorach HaMoed. If you're doing any Melacha that you're permitted to do on Chol HaMoed, we just spent a lot of the Simen and the previous Simonim telling us some of the things that you're allowed to do on Chol HaMoed. When you do them, Kisha Osen Osam, Umonehem, Osin Bitsino. If a professional person is doing it, an uman, an artisan, a person who's a pro at this type of activity, he should do it in private. He shouldn't do it in a public way. The Mishnah Berurah brings down in Sivkon Chof Aleph, Rotz Lomar, what the Mechaber is telling us here is, Avshib Emesil Tzorach Moid, even though we're talking about something that's permissible, that you're doing for Chol HaMoed, Mikol Makom Kish Osev Chuli, as the Mechaber told us, when you're doing it, you should do it, the professional should do it Bitsino. We're talking here specifically about a type of malacha that to a person looking on, it would not be clear and evident that it's being done litzorach hamoed for the Chol HaMoed or for yontif. Kigon hani the Messiah, as he's going to tell us now in the rest of this sif. As well, he says ayin lekamin sim tov kuf lametes sif yud, where this is further discussed. Now sivkot chabeis. Umoneim, this means the ba'odom prati, a regular plain person, shoseliatzmo, who's doing these exact same activities for himself, enose b'shim aruba, he doesn't do it in a large amount, and everybody who sees him, akuliyama yodi l'tzorach hayomu, he's clearly doing it for yontif. He's not a professional, and he's not doing a lot of it. So therefore, there is no concern if an individual who's not an expert, is not an uman, were to do these things, they can do them even in public. As opposed to Mashen came but Uman, but the professional, he's not just doing one of them, he's probably doing five of them because he's doing it for five different people. So Amre, people are going to say, oh, the Mimalachtu Osei Kibishai Mosashana. He's not doing something special for Yontif, he's taking care of business. On Chol HaMoed, the lovely Yontif Umechin, and they won't realize that he's doing it for Yontif, and therefore he should do it in private. The issue, footnote number 23, brings down a bakery, for example, that is baking a Chol HaMoed, so Shlomo Zalman Zatzal in the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchos so brings down Shemutarim La'avod B'Chol HaMoed Afilu B'Fahesya. The bakeries in Eretz Yisrael, for example, can stay open on Chol HaMoed because it's clear that they're baking for the last days of Yontif. Everybody needs challah, everybody needs cakes. So Kiva Shakol Yodim, everybody knows, why is the bakery open? They're baking for Chol HaMoed for Yontif. Shosu B'Tzara HaMoed. However, he says, the Erev Yontif Ha'achron, when you're dealing, let's say, with the last days of Chol HaMoed before the last day of Yontif, so mutur lehem lohachin rak chalos umafim hamiyuadim liyontif. They can only bake Yontif stuff. They can't break, for example, he says, certain types of things, pumpernickel bread or other types of things that are not usually eaten on Yontif, and therefore they would clearly be done, people would see this, they would be done for after Yontif, and that's not allowed. So again, the bakeries could stay open because it's clear that they're doing it for Yontif, so even before Hesya, but again, they have to be careful what they're baking. They have to bake stuff that is really eaten on Yontif. Now the Mechaber continues, and he says, give me some examples of these umoneim that should do a bitzina. So he says, keitzad, hatzayodim, these are the Ramah adds, shochayos, ofos, trappers of various types of animals and birds, and vatochanin, people that grind, vabotsrim, people that pluck the various fruits off the trees, limkar b'shuk, to sell them in the marketplace, harielu osim bitzina, l'tzorach HaMoed. They're allowed to do this, they're doing it for the moed, they have a hetter to do this, but they should do it bitzina because people watching them may not realize they're doing it just for yontif. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chof Gimel quotes on the Ramah, who said this story about trappers of animals and birds, HaRamah Hishmit Dogim. The Ramah specifically excluded Dogim here, because the Savar, because he holds the Bidogim in regards to fish, Shena Miskayim Harbe, people don't fish, at least in those days, for weeks later. They fish for now, because the fish are going to spoil. They don't have refrigeration, they don't have all sorts of preservation agents that we use, and therefore, if the person with the fish on Chol HaMoed, Afilu Bitsayid, even a professional fisherman, yode kuliyama de liyomu hutso, that everybody would know he's trapping, he's fishing for today, below al acha yontif, not for after yontif, because the fish would spoil. And therefore, ubichi haigad ne mutav avesi, even a fisherman could do it in public, ukmon kishastati el in siftal. We had this in yesterday's shiur already. However, the Mishnah Berurah adds, miyu, however, kama poskum chokabazet, not everybody agrees with this. And if you look in the Shaar HaTzion, Oslam and Gimel, he brings down those that disagree. V'osru litzayud shemalachto b'kach lotzu dogma v'hesya. And a professional fisherman whose livelihood is fishing can't do this in public as well. Then he adds, kosu ha poskim, If the common practice was that the trappers didn't trap on Chol HaMoed, they are allowed to change the minhag. And it's not like somebody who has accepted upon himself to do a minhag of mitzvah, he shouldn't just stop doing it. Adarabba, he says, it's actually here a good thing for them to change their minhag, because they're causing other people to have a lack of simchas haregel, because they won't have food available. And the Yerushalmi brings down that the trappers of both the animals, the birds, and the fish should be davka trap on Chol HaMoed if they're working, and use large nets, or large ways to capture the animals, kedei laharbos simcha beregel, so that the market should be plentiful with the good food for the people to buy and have simchas haregel. Because the miyato matir lehem, Ella bechaka umichmoros, because if you only permit them to go trap in a way that is going to take a tremendous amount of work, they have to use individual traps and not these large nets, and they have to go hook each fish, let's say, with a fishing rod, as opposed to taking big nets, so ain sodin ella ma'at. They're only going to be able to capture a little bit. There'll be less fish available in the market, less of these other birds and other things available in the market, and therefore people will not have this great simchas haregel. Then he adds, Mishi Eshlo Brecha Gedola, if somebody has a large fish pond, the Chofer Bitsida, and he digs into the side of it, Sheazuvo Maim, to allow a flow of water to come out, the Yitzor Adagim, and this way the fish will come with it, and he'll have trapped the fish. So in this situation, Mitzadi Morgan of Ram, Sheishlo Mash Asu. Here, don't do this, because the Mukha Milsa Tfei Shul Tzorcho, because this clearly is trapping too many of the fish, and that looks like he's doing the work not only for Yontif, but for the whole, for the weekdays afterwards. However, the Mishmur says, Venir Li, my personal opinion is, the Yesh L'Hakam is there. Ayde Akam, you would be allowed to do this via a non-Jewish person. In Rotz Lechol Adokim Mo, as long as your intention is to eat the fish on Chol HaMoed, then it would be allowed. The Mishmur continues, Sivkon Chavdal, and he says, that which they should do with Bitsina, these types of trappers that have to trap, it's not clear that they're doing it for Chol HaMoed, so they should do this in private. He says, Hainu, this is talking about Bein Hatzida, this is the trapping, Vatrina, or the grinding situation, or the Betzira, or the plucking situation, or Bein HaMechira, or even selling it. Because Ukeinshin is Barlikam, and Sid Tovkuf Lamates, if you're out, we'll discuss those dinim in further. Then he says, Ain in the Bir Allah over here, the Le'inyim, Mechira's dogim, in regards to selling the fish, Mishinoi, Lahaka, Befahesya, Elim Chosbiyodo. If a person wants to sell the fish in public, in the normal way, he can do so. Yesh lo ami lismo, because he has people that he can rely upon. And if you look in the Bir Halacha here, Dibra Matzlu Shulchayos Ophos, he says, I'll explain this briefly, although it's a very long Bir Halacha, we'll just do a little bit at the beginning. He brings down from the Mordechai, Hatsayodin, Sayodi Ophos, those that trap birds, Vadoshoshos, Vagrosos, and those people that go and do dosh and the grinding and the other activities. Mochrin bitzina l'tzorach ha'moed. They're only allowed to sell in private for the moed. However, the tzayod, they dog him, those that trap the fish, shadov nikuhu l'tzorach ha'moed, because as we said, the fish don't last for a long time, so it's clear that they're doing it for halamoid purposes or yontif purposes, nira lahatir apifahesu. They can even do it in public. And he says, the yesh l'damoso l'tavlin. This is similar to the fact that when you make spices, it's clear, shul l'tzorach ha'moed v'sharinim gemara. The gemara says, because the spices will lose their strength, and they won't be good for after Chol HaMoed, after yontif, and therefore, that's what the Mordechai says is allowed, ad kan l'shono. And this is what the Bir Halacha says is the explanation for why certain things you can do b'farhesya, whereas the other things you have to do b'tzina. Then he has a whole arichos, you go to the Heyomid Beis, he has a whole arichos explaining it further, ayin shon, for those that are interested. We look at the issue, footnote 24, he brings down this Bir Halacha, and he adds, shekol dover shenikar shemocher l'tzorech hamoed ketavlin u'besamim mutol limcha b'farhesya. He adds on, that anything, this rule is, anything that it would be clear to the people that are watching you do this, that it's clear for Chol HaMoed or for Yontif, so then it's allowed. If it's not clear, then they'll think that you're doing it for the weekdays after Yontif. V'chein l'inyim mechiras aravos b'chag ha'sukos. Likewise, if people sell aravos on sukkis, so they're obviously doing this for the putting in new aravos. Some have the custom, beautiful custom, to put a new arava in every day. And then, of course, we need the aravos for Hoshana Rabbah. So Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says, Mutar lekotfon ulemochun b'moed. You're allowed to go and cut them down and even sell them, of course, on Chol HaMoed, even though They're not using it for themselves. They're doing this for other people to go and have it. Nevertheless, this is allowed because it's nikar. It's clear and recognizable. Why are you cutting our rabbis down? Because it's sukkis, and you need them for your lulav, and you need them for Hoshana Rabbah. And therefore, this is equivalent to something that is letzarach ochel nefesh, shuhutu gam bischar. And this is like ochel nefesh, even though you're doing it for somebody else, and you're making a profit on it. For ochel nefesh, there's a special heter. So too, for this dvar mitzvah, there is a special heter. Now we just conclude with the last Ramah. Hagah umuta lachlova behema, you'll have to milk an animal. Afilu shalot sarach amarit here, even if you're not milking it for the moed, because the heavy dover of it. If you don't milk the animal, he brings that from the Truma Sedeshin, you're going to lose all this milk. And that's a dover of it, which is also a separate heter for chala moed. With this, we conclude the beautiful siman Tov Kuf Lamed Gimel and start Tov Kuf Lamed Dalet, which deals with laundering, dine kibus and chala moed. And we'll start with Sif Aleph. The Mechaber writes, Ein mechapsim b'moed. You're not allowed to do laundry on chala moed. The Mishnah Berurah brings down, Afilu l'tzarach hamoed. This is even if you need it for chol hamoed. Why? Vatam, kidei sheyechabes meir v'yotav, because we don't want you leaving all your laundry for chol hamoed when you have time. Beforehand, you're too busy. So we don't want you to do that. And even though we want you to do the laundry on erev yontav, even if it's a tzarach yontav, even if you have a need for a shirt. Now, obviously, we are allowed to do laundry if you have absolute nothing else. A poor person may only have one or two garments, and therefore he has to do them on chol hamoed. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about a person that has enough garments. He should do them before Yom Tov starts and not wait to do them on chol hamoed, even if it's letzarach hamoed. V'lo yikonis l'moed kishu menuvo. And don't go into the Yom Tov as a menuvo without appropriate clothing. The issue footnote number one brings down rinsing garments in water. So Shel's Jews marsham. Zatzal brings down Shekshem Shel Gabe Shabbos. In regards to Shabbos, it says the Shriya he kibus, that just rinsing something, that's called kibus. So too, in regards to Chol Hamoed, Shriya, just rinsing something, is considered kibus and is Asura. And therefore, he brings down, based upon this, the Sefer Shalmei Toda brings down that people sometimes want to wet a towel and put their lulav and esrog in it. So he says that's potentially a problem. However, Nissan Karlitz at Sal says, Yesh l'stapik imochein nesro shviyas begi b'mayim b'moed, whether that is absolutely true and not allowed. Ulinyo nikoy beged michtom shinesav b'moed. What happens if you get a stain on chalamoid? So, Rav Moshe Feinstein at Sal and Igris Moshe brings down, mutul l'nakos rakis mokum akesim. You're allowed to go and wash out that little bit of kesim, put a little water on it, and get rid of the stain. However, he says, b'chol ofen osul l'mosul l'uma, but you can't give it into the laundromat. You can't go and wash the whole garment. The low rack both in Shiev Sholi Adam Rogul Lavis Kesem. And this is even if a normal person can't get off the kesem, he has to bring it to the laundromat. Elafilu Kishu Mis Atzel Litroch Bukholamoid Lenakus is a beggar biatzo. He could get it off. He just doesn't feel like wasting his time. So say, give it to the laundromat, let them do it. Still, also litin abegli achiler and akosa. You're not allowed to give your garments to somebody else to clean, even though you'd be allowed to clean that new kesem now. But your wife is allowed to do it for you if she's kind enough, and you can do it for her if she asked you to do it, and a father can give it to his daughter, etc. And a Rebbe could even give it to his Talmud. In those days, a Talmud would do all sorts of manual things for his Rebbe, and that's allowed. That's the opinion of Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal. On the other hand, Rav Shlomo Zalman disagrees, and he says that mutul lenakos kesem b'moed. He says you'd be allowed to go and clean off a kesem on chol hamoed. And there's also the opinion of Rav Yashiv. And Rav Nissen Karlitz Zatzal says also lenakos kesem b'chol hamoed, unless mishor shalovish is a beggar. Only if you're wearing that garment, then you'd be allowed to. Then yeshbokam lahatir, because im ein lo beggar acher, that he has no other choice and he can clean that he has. He brings down from this Mordechai that we just brought down before, Shlo yitir kibus el misha irlo keri b'moed. You'd only be allowed to wash something if you had a discharge on chol hamoed that led to the garment being dirty. Or mashal shibalozeh, without that, also lenakos kesem moed. Other kesamim, you wouldn't be allowed to go and clean on chol hamoed. Finally, he brings down Rechaim Kanievsky. Shlita, he should have a refuah shlema. He should be zol gezun sani shtark. He's sick right now. Mitzvah Hashem, he should have a complete refuah shlema, the Sarah Torah. Sheish lochiach she'osel chabis kesem b'moed mimasherach lebalas hakesem hitir shulchanoch chabis b'moed. So he says, you're not allowed to go and give to a launderer this garment to clean because only you are allowed to go and clean it achol hamoed. And he said, shebalas hakesem medur bal kibus habegit kulo. No, he disagrees. And he says that that statement is only for the entire garment. V'lochein hitiru davka lebalas hakesem to do the entire garment. He says you could give to the launderer just to clean off that kesem. Finally, the dish footnote number one continues and adds, "V'nikui kesem shoyal abegit kodem chag." If there was a stain on it before the chag, then Rabbi Yashiv Zatzal brings down mutal and akoso lamrosha tichlachlek kodem amor. Since it was dirty before the moed, uvashle yichavil and akoso dafku moed. If you only noticed it now, you're allowed to do it, but you shouldn't leave it for chol amoed to go and clean it. Finally, begedge to this lachlik b'moed, v'tzorech l'chamsu kulo. If the garment got dirty on chol amoed, and you have to clean the whole garment, and if you wait until after the moed, it's going to ruin the garment, it will get stuck in the garment, it'll be fixed, and it won't be able to be cleaned well. So he brings down the shita from the Rimi Paris, shemuto l'chamsu b'moed midin dover ovid. This would now be a dover ovid, and you'd be allowed to go and clean it. And this is also besak of the Shilas Shuz Marsham and Rav Yashiv, both Zatzal. Dishah foot number four brings down Ulechabes b'mechunas kivisa, to put it into a washing machine. There's no Torah in that. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal still says that it's not allowed. He brings down Osir, Sha'av she'ikar isim alacha b'cholamoyit, mishum Torah, even though the whole idea of not doing alacha b'cholamoyit, because it's going to take you away from learning, take you away from all sorts of other activities. It's a tircha, and to drop it into your private washer dryer in your house and just press the on button doesn't take a lot of work. He says, nevertheless, the whole purpose is you shouldn't leave all your laundry for Yomtiv. You should have it to do it on Chol HaMoed. You should have it before Yomtiv starts. Therefore, he says, even with a laundry machine in your house, the washer dryer, you shouldn't do it on Chol HaMoed. Another reason he brings down, because Sharei Kayom Gam Shan Alochos Kicharisho Zria Nasis Lo Torah. He says you could basically do everything nowadays by just pressing a button. We have machines that do everything. And you could do plant your whole field by turning on the combine and all sorts of easy activities that don't involve a lot of Torah. And therefore, he says, Kol Melacha Sheikar Nasib Torah. If it fundamentally is normally done, at least in the times of the Gemara, with a tremendous amount of work, Asura, it's forbidden. Even if nowadays we can do it without any significant amount of Torah. Then we go to Mechaba. Mechaba says, "Ve'elu shemechabsin." The following things are allowed to be cleaned on Chol HaMoed. Habam Medina Sayam. All of these people that we had in the situation in Simin Tov Kaf Lamed Gimel that had a heter to do the cutting of the hair, so they had the same heter here to do laundry. If you're coming from a faraway trip, so you have no clothing with you, it's all dirty. It's all in your suitcase. Vayotzi Ve'eseshviyah. Somebody just got out of captivity. Umi Ve'esesrum. Out of jail. Umenuda Shi'itul Chom Regel. Somebody that was in excommunication was in Chayrim. He was in Nidui, and he got excommunicated during Chol HaMoed. So now he's allowed to wash his clothing. He wasn't allowed to wash his clothing while he was in Nidui. Umishinadah Shalom Lechabi, somebody made an ed that he wouldn't go wash. And he asked for a Torah Nedarim during Chol HaMoed, and he got that Torah Nedarim. So all of these situations, they are allowed to go and do laundry on Chol HaMoed. Mishabur and Sivkot and Beis brings down that we had a whole discussion about this a few days ago. Ayin Lel and Sim Tov Kuf Lamed Aleph Siv Gimel V'Dalet. The Chol Advar Mishabur Sham Bifnim Uv Mishnah Berurah Linyan Giluach Shak Aminenu. Everything we talked about there, when and how you do a haircut, applies here as well in regards to laundering. And if you look at Dershu footnote number 5, he reminds us Shekol Elu Shehutru L'Chabes L'Gayach B'Moed. Anybody that was allowed to go and do laundry or to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed, they can do it even with payment. This becomes a dover obit. Dishavu number 6 brings down the yodom acher mechabis abur misheshav medina sayam oshar mutar mekibus. And anybody else that does this, Rishon Zalman says, if you're doing it for this person, mutal mechabis rak beveso shalashav medina sayam. You can't do it in your house. You're allowed to do it in his house, because otherwise it won't be recognizable that you're doing it for that other person. If you're doing it in your house, they'll say you're doing it for yourself. Well, you didn't travel. You didn't get out of captivity. Why are you allowed to do it? Mr. Burr in Sifkot and Gimel says, the menuda also be kibbutz. I pointed that out. Why is a menuda in this discussion about kibbutz? Because a person who's in excommunication, is in Nidui, is not allowed to do laundry. Mechaber now tells us, umit b'chos ha'yadayim, when people have hand towels, umit b'chos ha'saf parim, and these are the like gowns that they put around the people that are getting a haircut. That's one pshat. We'll see another pshat in the Mishnah Berurah. Umit b'chos ha'sfog, and likewise various towels that you're using to go and sponge and pick up things. Big day kitanim and clothing of young children, ubalas hakesim shenimsa b'moed, or somebody that gets a kesim that comes on Chol HaMoed, as we just spoke about, umisha ein lo ela cholok echad, or somebody only has one garment, v'chula mechabsin kedak, and they can all do laundry regularly, afilu b'nesav all, even using various detergents, ubahesi agave anar, and they can even do it publicly. Now, this was quite a bit. We're not going to be able to get all of this today. We'll leave this Mishnah Berurah for tomorrow. With this, we conclude today's shiur.